DK Talk. Language and culture are bound. Hey everyone out there, how's it going? Glad you could join us again. So, the cherry blossoms are just about ready to pop. They're about ready to bloom, and that's a very exciting time in Japan for many people. But did you know that plum blossoms actually bloom before cherry blossoms? Then the cherry blossoms come, and then the wind comes and blows them all away. Do you know what plum blossoms are in Japanese? That's right, ume. Again, ume. And then cherry blossoms. I think maybe you know this word, or you know but you didn't know. That's sakura. Sakura. Okay, that's a very, very common word right now, obviously. And then the wind. Do you know how to say wind in Japanese? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Kaze. Kaze. All right, so that's the usual pattern at this time of season, at the beginning of spring. Plum blossoms, cherry blossoms, and the wind. Now let's see, where were we last time? We've been talking about the distractions that we've had from recording new podcast episodes. And the last time we talked about the flu season in Japan. Did you know that if you just said the flu or flu to the average Japanese person, they may not understand what you're saying? And Japanese tend to say the full word or influenza, and you have a better chance of making a connection that way if you're talking about that. Just the same, influenza is a very long word. And so in Japanese, it gets shortened down to infuru. Again, infuru. So, have you been washing your hands recently? Have you been keeping your hands off your face, not touching your face? Have you been wearing a face mask? Well, hopefully you have. We've been doing the same around here in Japan. And since I've asked those questions, you probably know what I'm going to talk about. And that's the COVID-19 coronavirus. It's had a major impact on life, not only in Japan, but everywhere around the world, as you know. And it's definitely not a distraction. It's more like the need for rethinking the way you live. And it's very, very difficult and scary, but we have to try and get through it. And yeah, it did interfere with recording, no doubt. So let's talk about that. Japan's kind of main introduction to the coronavirus, aside from the initial news stories that started popping up around late December, early in January, was the Diamond Princess, the cruise ship. And gradually more and more passengers on the cruise ship were getting sick. And the country was very worried about what to do, how to handle this. And people became more and more worried, or they didn't, because it was all new. We had no idea what to do here. And slowly more and more people got sick. And that was kind of like the real big introduction of COVID-19 to Japan. Then, not long after that, because face masks were suddenly in higher demand than usual, people started panic shopping. And so everything from tissue to toilet paper, hand sanitizers, all of those materials, all those supplies suddenly disappeared. And we would go to the store. You could go to a grocery store. You could go to a drugstore. Even the local home improvement center. None of those things could be found. Still, masks are very difficult to find in any store around here. And finally, toilet paper and tissue has come back in stock. So we don't really have to worry too much about that. But it's obviously a different story in other countries around the world. Then we had school closures, which started taking place around the end of March. And people started kind of getting nervous then. They weren't sure, you know, what's going to happen? My kids are at home. Suddenly, everyone's at home having to watch their kids and come up with activities to keep them busy. At the same time, right now, we're experiencing entrance ceremonies for the new school year and some businesses. And those events, which are traditional annual events in Japan, are being pared down. Everybody's wearing masks. Unnecessary people who are not actually part of the ceremony proper are not participating in order to keep some form of social distancing in place and to try and prevent some spread of viruses and other things we don't need to be catching. And then the news here, probably the same where you are, but in Japan, there was a tendency for the news to focus on only the bad things and only the bad things. And it, after a while, just that repetition becomes numbing and tiring. And it becomes so bad that you don't want to watch the news because the same information is coming out or the same dramatic stories are being focused on. Instead of simply putting really helpful, useful, factual information out there, we could really use more of that on a daily basis, I think. And I think this is true overseas as well. I would like to see more stories, success stories, if you can call them that, people who have recovered from the coronavirus. The negativity is so terrible and can take such a mental overload from all these crazy news stories that are going around. Gotta watch out for that. One major thing that causes questions of personal hygiene in Japan is obviously the coronavirus. Suddenly, you have to rethink about where you go, what you touch, who you talk to, how you interact with crowds. Do you stay by yourself? Do you stay at home? Do you go shopping or whatnot? One interesting fact about personal hygiene in Japan is that things such as face masks and hand sanitizers have been available to the public for a very long time and part of everyday routine, I would say. Many stores, grocery stores, offer hand sanitizer and sometimes sanitizer wipes. So you can enter the store clean, and if you have like a shopping cart, you can wipe the handle off and keep from picking up some sort of germ or dirt that you don't need. There's also been face masks, which if you, say for example, you work at City Hall or you work in the school system here, the school nurse is happy to offer you a face mask if, say, you come to work and you forgot to bring one or whatnot. They generally have a good supply of that. And again, this has all been in place long before the coronavirus, COVID-19, started becoming a major problem. And so I think that's been really helpful. Just the same, being an American, it makes me think about my daily habits when I was living in the States and maybe some things that have improved since I've lived in Japan, following local customs. And I don't want to call it a tradition, but it feels like a tradition. So personal hygiene, obviously, yes, in our house, we're washing our hands after we do everything. Before we eat, we wash our hands. When we come home from anywhere, we wash our hands, we gargle. We don't touch our face. Ever. We do not touch it. And we're constantly telling our kids to be careful of that. And you become very, very aware of everybody's habits in the house. And so we're trying to make a group effort to maintain that kind of cleanliness, that sort of personal hygiene. And also, if you go to doctor's offices, the hand sanitizers are available there. And that's always been a nice plus. And luckily, since the panic shopping has been going on recently due to the coronavirus, all of these places, again, schools, many stores, doctor's offices, city hall, have hand sanitizer for anybody who's going into those buildings to use. So when you enter, you do your sanitizing. When you leave, you sanitize. Maybe one downside to that is how that affects your skin. My hands are constantly dry and cracked, and I'm always trying to use lotion to keep ahead of the downside of personal hygiene. So that's one thing we have to think about here. And it really is about rethinking the way you live your daily life. One thing that we've noticed around the world in terms of avoiding catching germs and illnesses is social distancing. And one thing I can't really say, because we live out in the country, we don't live in big cities, but I'm very thankful for that. The good thing about that is we have space. We can see our neighbors' houses, for example, but they're not within earshot. We can't hear what they're doing. We actually can't even see them. So we have space. Since we live in a very rural setting here, we have space for the kids to go out and play. We don't have to live in a small apartment and with kids who have a lot of energy, who need to get out there and move around. We have that space, and I'm very thankful for that space. We don't have to come in contact with crowds on a regular basis. And that's really one beauty of living in rural Japan. Just the same, we're also sort of worried that people in the larger cities who are fearful of the crowds will start moving out to the country or going home away from the big cities, back to their hometowns and whatnot. And so we wonder how that's going to affect people, both mentally and health-wise as well. So it's very, very stressful, but we try and keep up with our pace of washing those hands, don't touch your face, wearing your mask, and keep your distance. It's probably the simplest and maybe one of the best things you can do. One thing that everyone is talking about now in Japan is the National Emergency Declaration made by Prime Minister Abe yesterday, April 7th, 2020, which puts restrictions on people moving about, either leaving their houses or going to work in larger cities such as Tokyo, Osaka, and other cities and prefectures surrounding Tokyo. It's kind of a light version of a lockdown, which you've seen in the news in the US and some European countries. So we'll see where that takes us and where that leads us to in the coming days and weeks. Later on, we're going to bring up some vocabulary and words in English and Japanese, which may be helpful to talk about the COVID-19 coronavirus. These will probably be helpful just to know and keep in your mind if you should need the information. One thing to remember, the situation related to the coronavirus is always changing. We've recorded this program today, April 8th, 2020. And even though we've made some comments about things which are happening right now, they're likely to change. And many unexpected changes will probably be on the horizon. So don't just rely on this. Always get the most updated news from wherever you get that. And follow the situation. Be on top of it. Don't be late to do that. It's very important and it could save your life. So we'd like you all to be very safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you can get one. If you have sanitizer, use it. Keep your hands off your face. Be healthy. Think about other people. Your positive actions doing these things can protect your life, but it can also save many other people's lives. I know you've heard it before, but It's very important right now. Everyone in the world needs to think about these things. This is DK Talk, where language and culture are bound. Thank you for listening.